Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. You can, and folks, if you spend your time watching fiction, and if you spend an expansive amount of time watching fiction, it becomes, this is common sense, it becomes more difficult to tell what's real. So when somebody says, the natural order of things actually requires that a population of any mammal must be heterosexual. Nah, man, I watch TV series. Nah, you don't know. We can have sodomites and lesbians. Nah, we can have trannies and five-year-old trannies all over the place. That's not reality. Reality is two to tango. You know how it's done. So you begin to see, as you know, people are asking, what is wrong with people? They're writing Facebook posts about how they're helping their five-year-old child transition from being a boy to a girl. Five-year-olds,
dude.
Because there is no reality. The reality to them is a television show. The reality to them is their little digital community on Facebook. That's not reality. Reality is, that's reality. This is reality. My interaction with you right now through the Mike Church Show fan page, Facebook Live Preview, through the Crusade Channel YouTube, through the app, the Veritas Talk Radio Network app, which is coming to the Apple CarPlay. Did I say it loud enough? Whether or not this soul is going to experience a blessed death and a holy eternity. You know, I read the other day that the very charming and witty golfer turned golf analyst, David Faraday. Well, Johnny's headed a little left. David's son, Shay Faraday, died of a drug overdose the other day. He was 28. And 28. It just reminded me. Our kids think they're immune, immortal. They're never going to die. I tell my daughters all the time, don't put off going to Mass. Don't put off going to confession. Don't put off anything that has to do with eternity. Do it and do it like it's the last moment you get a chance to do it. Is that ever, in all of these TV series and all these fantasies, is that ever even spoken of? Is it? No, you're dealing with the not reality of, oh, you know, if someone dies, they just die. We miss. You better be praying for the repose of their souls, what you better be doing. These things are all related. The non-reality of the stock market valuation. It's not worth what they're telling you. The non-reality of five-year-olds being autonomous creatures that make their own decision about which sex they're going to be. That's not reality speaking. It can't be. The non-reality of instructing our youth and then anyone else that if they want to become sodomites, that it's perfectly fine, maybe even preferable, fine according to what and to who? for the survival of man as a species, that can't happen. That's reality. And yet, oh no, it's fine. No, we really love our daughter, which is why we assisted her in becoming a lesbian. You assisted your daughter in the commission of a mortal sin. Wow, what an awesome parent you are. Would you assist your daughter in becoming the most favored slut of all these sluts that are favored by the Riverdale High School football team? No, don't be stupid. Of course we wouldn't. Oh, but if the bus is filled with cheerleaders and not boys, that's fine. You think about this. Reality is still here, and it's just waiting for those people to deal with it, to embrace it. And when they do, bubbles will break, hearts will be broken, suicides will be committed, souls will fall into hell, just as Our Lady predicted at Fatima. We got to be praying for that to be as soft and as gentle of a correction as is possible.